Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Why are so many middle-income Americans living from paycheck to paycheck? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Living from paycheck to paycheck is life for many families these days. It happens for many reasons, but usually due to life changes like divorce, deep debt, a medical crisis, or having bought too much house during the past years of low interest rates and then trying to survive the recession. Here are some strategies that can help stretch the paycheck and provide some financial stability or at least a healthier relationship with managing your money. These strategies won't make you rich, but they will create some financial security for you now and in retirement. First, make a budget so you can measure your spending each month against it. To create a budget, write down everything you spend and what it's for 1 month. At the end of the month, highlight your mandatory expenses like rent, mortgage, insurance, car payment, groceries. Total whatever's not highlighted. That figure represents your discretionary spending and potential savings. Second, save for unseen emergencies by building an emergency savings account to help break the paycheck to paycheck cycle. Fund it with a small amount regularly from your paycheck and add to it with a work bonus or any money gifts you receive. The goal is to have at least 3 to 6 months of living expenses in this account. If you want to build a secure financial life, practice living on less than you make. Your debt should not exceed more than a third of your income. Your goal should be to set aside 10% of your gross income for saving for retirement, and do that starting in your 20s. Then the magic of compounding can really work for you. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.